Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with updates around the COVID-19 vaccine. World's leading courier service provider DHL Express has said that it can transport COVID-19 vaccine to any of the 220 countries it operates within 5 days. For more details on that, do log on to the website and app to read what Money Control's Prince Thomas writes regarding the details. And this also includes the vaccine that is being developed by Pfizer and BioNTech that needs to be stored at minus 70 degrees. And in terms of vaccine, Zydus Cadila gets DGCI nod for phase 3 clinical trials with biological therapy. So PTI puts it out that the company had completed the phase 2 clinical trials, and in a regulatory filing, Zydus Cadila has said that it has received approval for the next phase. The trials will commence in December and will be conducted on 250 patients across 20 to 25 centers in India, according to the filing. With that, let's come to some of the updates from India. PM Narendra Modi chairs all-party meeting on COVID-19 situation. About 12 leaders from prominent political parties having 5 or more than 5 MPs will be speaking at the meeting as per the sources. So today morning, the virtual meeting started at 10:30 a.m. PM Modi has said that India's vaccination program against COVID-19 would begin as soon as we get a go-ahead from scientists asserted that healthcare workers involved in treating the patients, the frontline workers, old people suffering from serious conditions would be priority. So in his closing remarks at the all-party meeting with leaders of various political parties to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic situation, he said experts believe the wait for vaccine will not be long and may be ready within a few weeks. That also means that discussion will go ahead with states. So PM Modi has said the center will be discussing the price of vaccines with the states. And as I said, the frontline workers and people with comorbidities will be the first to get vaccinated. Delhi government has told healthcare facilities to submit HCW's data for COVID-19 vaccination. So the process of enrollment for healthcare workers at different hospitals, nursing homes and other facilities will begin for uploading data. A link has been provided on the website of the Delhi State Health Mission. It was a public notice. And as all processes followed, DGCI on Serum Institute's COVID-19 vaccine has said this is basically for the trials on the previous lawsuit. Money Control's Vishwanath Pilla get us more detail that a Chennai volunteer had sought 5 crore rupees as compensation, complaining of side effects after the trial. And now DGCI says that Bharat Biotech also followed all processes related to serious adverse events during its trials. So previously, without saying it directly, DGCI hinted that trials are progressing and no causal link to the trials of these vaccines. So we know that compensation is given when the casualty of a serious adverse event is found to be related to the trial. So for now, there has been no such update around that. And in terms of Delhi, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said that the situation, the COVID-19 situation, is under control. It was at a meeting with a delegation of Delhi Bar Council and Coordination Committee of Bar Associations of Delhi. The Chief Minister said his government invested the most in the field of health and education, and the result of that investment in the health sector is visible now during the pandemic. And as we spoke about yesterday, today, and as we discussed yesterday, today, Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee announced the outcome of its 3-day bi-monthly meeting with positive growth projection for the second half of FY21. So we know the pandemic situation has really created pressure on the economy, but like most analysts expected, the MPC retained the key policy rates. The repo rate remained unchanged at 4%. Meanwhile, the governor noted that more efforts are needed to mitigate, you know, some of the supply side pressures, and inflation might remain high for a while. So this is what we know. With that, let's move on to the global updates. UN chief pans countries who ignored COVID-19 facts and WHO guidance. So in a special session of the 193-member UN General Assembly on COVID-19, which emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan last year, without taking any names, he mentioned that who rejected facts, countries who ignored guidance from the World Health Organization. And he basically said that from the start, WHO provided factual information and scientific guidance that should have been the basis for a coordinated global response. Unfortunately, many of these recommendations were not followed, and in some situation there was a rejection of facts and an ignoring of the guidance. And when countries go in their own direction, the virus goes in every direction, is what he said. WHO, meanwhile, is looking at e-certification for COVID-19 vaccination. As per the WHO briefing, Europe expert Siddhartha Datta told an online press that we are looking very closely in the use of technology in this COVID-19 response. And one of them is basically how can we work with member states towards something called an e-vaccination certificate. And introducing such a certificate would basically make it possible to identify and monitor people who have been vaccinated. So this is one way of, starting the entire process. Meanwhile, UK hopes for millions of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine doses this year. Britain has said that, COVID-19 vaccine will be delivered by the end of the year, but the total will depend on how quickly it can be manufactured. We know that UK became the first country to give Pfizer approval for widespread emergency use. Meanwhile, in the US, Biden has said that he will publicly get a COVID-19 vaccine. We spoke about this yesterday, but he also added that he will be keeping Dr. Fauci. We know that Dr. Fauci has been nation's top advisor on the pandemic, and the president-elect of the US pledged to retain him when he takes office next month. He also told CNN that people have lost faith in the ability of the vaccine to work. Because of this reason, he will publicly take it. France becomes the next country to say COVID-19 vaccine will be free for all. Yesterday, we spoke about how Japanese parliament has, passed an ordinance, and France will ensure again that free vaccination is given to all who are in its social security system, and has been earmarked 1.5 billion euros of next year's social security budget to cover that cost, as per the prime minister. Let's come to South Korea. The South Korean capital, Seoul, will shut down most establishments at 9 p.m. to contain the coronavirus. So this will happen every day, the mayor has said. And the measure take effect Saturday and comes after Seoul alone reported 295 new coronavirus infections in one day. This was from South Korea. Apart from that, Costa Rica has signed COVID-19 vaccine deal with Pfizer and BioNTech to become the next region to do so. So the agreement with the pharmaceutical companies for the manufacture and delivery of 3 million COVID vaccine next year is what we know. Deliveries will be made throughout the four quarters of 2021, as per Reuters. And the president office has said that in a statement, the deal will allow Costa Rica to provide two doses to 1.5 million people and follows accord with AstraZeneca and COVAX mechanism backed by the World Health Organization. So that's all for today's update on coronavirus. But for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control website and app. Also, do not forget to tune in to our regular Friday shows, the Market Podcast and the Corporate Buzz Podcast, for a roundup on the market and corporate news of the week. Thanks for tuning in today.